Welcome back. Don Harmon here with you. Congressman Mark Pocan on the line with us, taking your calls for the hour. We have Congressman, we have calls from Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, New Mexico, California, Florida, Michigan, and Arizona, and we've only got 9 minutes. So I'm asking my callers to keep it short. Michael, one question for the congressman in Waterville, Ohio. Hey, Michael, you're on with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Congressman. I know you're a strong supporter of the Move to Amend amendment to eliminate corporate constitutional rights and money as speech. Given the fact that this is probably going to be, if not already, the most pro-corporate administration we've ever seen, do you believe this is a stronger time for an effort to get a grassroots commitment to amend the Constitution, and for the 20 people in Congress who have co-sponsored this bill to speak about this and encourage participation in the effort to get corporations out of our Constitution and money away from speech?
Yeah, Michael, absolutely. I'm very bullish on what Move to Amend is doing around the country because, you know, I think it's going to have to happen from the grassroots, right? We're going to need to say that corporations are not people and money is not free speech, and that's exactly what the constitutional amendment does that's been introduced. I saw Russ Feingold from Wisconsin, a former U.S. senator, just launched a new group, I think today, that's going to be taking on this and other issues as well. But we really need to build this from the grassroots. Every community that I know of across Wisconsin and the country that's put this on the ballot has won overwhelmingly in their areas. And I think that's how we're going to fight back and defeat this big money involved in trying to destroy our democracy.